independent,
extraordinary,
groundbreaking.
Who's next?
100.3 WRNB. It's Moshe Loren, man. I am so excited. I have two favorite days in Mo's house, and that is open mic, Who's Next, and tonight happens to be that night. And you know, this lady really needs no introduction. I love her to pieces. You know her from being one half of the now defunct Jeanne, but she has been doing it on her own for some time now and doing it very well, I might add. Please welcome to Mo's house. Give it up for Miss Jean Baylor. Thunderous applause. Thunderous. When the crowd goes wild. What's up, Jean?
I'm good.
Thank you
for having me here. I'm good. How are you doing?
Girl, I can't complain.
Good.
I can't complain.
Good.
Been following your foolery on Facebook.
It's not me. It's my evil twin.
Do you realize how funny you are, though?
No. I know I'm silly. Like, I just like to laugh.
Yeah.
I love to laugh.
Every time we sit and we talk, I ask you because I'm thinking maybe at some point in time this will change, but everybody wants to see some kind of Jeanne something one day. Will that ever happen in this lifetime? Yes.
Move your body.
Don't get me done.
Don't do it.
Hey. Go, Mo.
Yes.
Go, girl. There it is right there.
If it doesn't work out and you need a Jeanne date,
you
I am available.
In.
And I'm brown skin.
Right. It works. It works. You gotta have brown skin.
It's gotta be brown skin.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. That will probably never happen for your Jeanne fans.
Right. Well, I'll say this. I know that I'm beyond the point in life where I could really function and exist in a group setting like that, where you're just like, you know, you're a duo, you do everything together. It's just when you grow, you know, beyond that, you're just beyond it. But I'll never say that, you know, we won't ever perform together again.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. When you least expect it. I love it. Leave the door open. So you're working on a new project for yourself too, right? From what I understand,
yes,
right? You got new stuff going.
It'll be my third solo project. And Marcus and I have been doing all this independently. So it's been such a learning experience. And it's really, really challenging at times, but it's also very empowering.
Yeah.
So we're really finally starting to get the hang of, you know, that other way of doing things.
So what is the magic? What happens? What's the formula for being able to work together, live together?
Gosh, you know what? I'll tell you, we don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely makes life easier at this point. We definitely have our moments. So I don't want to give any, you know, false impressions that we're this perfect couple and we don't, you know, argue. I mean, I should tell this. This story is so funny.
Please
tell it.
And
he's going to kill me for telling this, but I have to tell it because it's so funny. And he's so nervous right now because he doesn't know what I'm going to say. He's like, I married a crazy woman.
He don't know which one of the stories you're going to share, right?
So one day, you know, even in our arguments, we'll find a way to bring it around to where we end up laughing about it. Because, you know, it's like you had to admit, okay, you know you were tripping, right?
Right.
And I was tripping or whatever.
Right.
So it's one day, he's frustrated, I'm frustrated. We're dealing with like these other, you know, external things. And I don't know what it was. And Marcus is a real peaceful dude, but he got so mad. I was like antagonized. Like my girl Tamar.
Like women do.
And he said, he didn't say anything. He got so mad. He was like rinsing these grapes off. Girl, when I tell you he got so mad, he threw the whole pile of grapes in the kitchen against the wall. He was like, ah, boom. And I was like,
an explosive.
Oh,
right.
I said, this dude lost his mind. I said, I'm out of here.
He threw the grapes.
They splattered all over the place. First thing, I was like, I ain't cleaning that mess up. I'm like, I'm out of here. And I lost his mind. So I took the keys to the car and went for a drive. I was cooling down or whatever. So about 30, 40 minutes later, I was Googling and I found this picture of all these people in a room throwing fruit.
You gotta be scared of a man that throws grapes. I mean, really. You gotta be scared, okay? That's very intimidating, Marcus. Of all things.
Girl, I sent him this email like, maybe you should join these guys and have a fruit throwing convention.
Marcus, that should have scared her off, man. That should have definitely scared her off, man. That would have scared the hell out of me. My man's throwing grapes in. It's time to pack up the kids and go. Grapes? Come on. I mean, a vase is one thing, but grapes, Marcus, that's taking it to a whole new level.
Boy, you can hurt somebody
with them grapes.
I mean,
with or without the strainer, at least the strainer has a little weight on it. With or without the strainer.
Holy. No strainer.
I can't.
Just the grapes.
Marcus.
He expressed his anger that day.
Ooh. Argument started here and it came all the way back around to love. You see?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Gene, before you lose your voice in laughter, I'd like for you to do a little something for us if you don't mind. Happy birthday to Marcus, because today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Say happy birthday to your husband.
Into the mic.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear grape thrower. Happy birthday to you.
And Jean's was yesterday.
Aw. That's wonderful. Yeah. You guys have your birthdays a day apart.
A day apart.
That is awesome.
One day and 6 years apart. I just turned 25 again.
Oh, my God. You know what? You too.
Me
too.
Amazing?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
One day we'll give up the secret on how you do that too. Jean Baylor's hanging out at Who's Next in Moe's house. We'll be back. She's going to sing her rendition of Anita Baker, Angel, next.